The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio at youcanruninternational.com. That's radio at youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is July and the 27th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, I can't tell you what the weather is like in the state of Minnesota because we've been in Iowa all day doing interviews. Actually, this is our third one that we've done, which is our own radio show, so it's not necessarily an interview. But
I can ask you some questions, though.
Well, I don't want you to ask me some questions because we had a lot to talk about.
And Mr. Dean,
But it's pretty nice here in the state of Iowa.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Lots of sows.
That's right.
Boars.
And we love the
pigs,
smell. The smell.
For those that didn't know the difference between a sow and a boar.
That's right.
And it's stinky at times.
Mm-hmm.
You're driving through little pockets of manure smell and.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just being transparent with you, friend.
In the McDonald's,
I like this administration. But go ahead.
McDonald's is in Iowa. They have live cows running around back, and they just butcher them.
Right on the spot.
Throw them up. Take the corn stalks right out. Put them in the salads that we eat.
That's really stretching it, but did you want me to laugh?
I was hoping you could support me a little. I was stepping out there.
Folks, if you'd like to check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to be a part of my Facebook, it's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on my Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, it's 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And, well, why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
Well, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And folks, if you haven't gone to the Sons of Liberty website yet today, you want to go there and like the Facebook icon. And SOL Media is going to keep you updated on a couple things. First thing is we were just on InfoWars this morning. Bradley had a published column called Exposing the Corporate Media and Its Political Agenda. It's a must-see video because it gives understanding how politicized the mainstream media has become and when it happened. Also on WorldNet Daily, we want to thank our friends on WorldNet Daily. Bradley is up there today and will be for the remainder of the day till this evening. The horrific crimes of illegal aliens. Why are we against illegal aliens? Not because we're emotional and we don't want people to come to this country. Look what they do when they come here. If they break the law, that's the premise of coming here.
But you said illegal.
What are they going to become?
Yeah, we're talking about illegals.
That's right.
And isn't it interesting that even some of the comments that I took notice of, that the illegals, they just equated it to the Mexican people. No, we're talking about illegals from all over the world, friend.
That's right.
As long as you come in legally, hey,
so
welcome home.
It seems to me that they're the racist ones then, because what they're saying is, well, if you're illegal, then you must be Mexican. No. That's the same thing as saying, if I want voter ID, I'm against black people.
That's right.
What are you trying to say? That black people can't get an ID? See, if you flip it right back to them, like we were talking about this morning, you use truth as your standard, it always backfires on people.
You mean when someone says to Bradley, what are your views?
Yeah, your views.
What do you mean, what is my views or what are my views? Mm-hmm. We're Americans, right? We're in this together, right?
That's right.
Well, no, someone's through the media, of course, they're dividing and conquering the people because the people don't have the same principles. Therefore, they have different opinions. And their opinions are not based on principles.
That's right.
They're based on whatever they've been told through indoctrination.
So what are your views, Mr. Dean, coming from the communist asking the question? There you have it.
Yes.
It's a communist asking the question.
Okay.
Also, too, just a couple of victory updates. You know, folks, we had something called Good Samaritan laws, and this morning as I was perusing on what's happening out there in New York, there was a young woman who had a cell phone stolen from her, and guess what the people of New York did? Because they were Good Samaritans, and that's literally what this says.
We used to have those laws intact in our country. By the way, the essence of that, the pith and marrow, is love.
That's right.
Yeah,
you love your
neighbor
as yourself, right?
Amen.
And so these young men, when this girl got criminalized, somebody took her cell phone, chased this guy down, slammed him to the concrete, and stood around him until the cops came and made a citizen's arrest.
Amen.
Hey, imagine if that happened every single day. Where would crime be if a criminal didn't know who was going to be the guy who had, for instance, a gun or had the muscle to apprehend him?
That's right.
He wouldn't commit crimes.
Yeah, but what do you talk today through the movies, through state-run media? Well, I'm not going to do anything to help him. I'll get in trouble if I do that. Well, if that was your daughter, would you want someone to help her or your son? That's how it works. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. That's how it works.
And it's as simple as that, the golden rule.
It is.
Bring religion and the state. I cannot do that, the Boston mayor says. And I'm teeing this up for our segment that we're going to work on. The Boston mayor is now retracting. He's saying, I can't keep Chick-fil-A out of Boston. What would ever give you that idea?
Because of what I said yesterday. He knows he's in trouble now.
Mm-hmm.
He knows it was a huge no-no.
Yep.
But what he did is he went and opened his mouth.
That's right.
And now he's sticking both feet in it, not realizing what he did. But it's interesting that he caught himself. By the way, so is Bloomberg out of New York when he told the cops, listen, just strike until the people give up their guns.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, that is telling you, that is very telling as to what's behind these hierarchies and their mindsets. They act as if they are God. They act as if they are kings. And, what are they? What's a better way
they
of saying
it?
Tyranny, tyrants.
And the thing that they hate is when, they're big and bold.
God is what it is.
They're big and bold amongst themselves, but notice how cowardly they become when people
don't follow. That's right.
When the mainstream of people get to hear, then they react and they respond and they back down like you're seeing right here. This is Liberty's teeth, folks. It's not just an ammunition and bearing
an arm.
Standing
up is how it works. As that communist motto, I've brought it up three times and I think it's great. The communists believe that if you go forward and you feel mush, keep going forward. But if you feel steel, retreat. And folks, they retreat when they feel your steel. Real quick, before we take this quick break, we'll come back and we'll talk about what Jake's talking about with that Boston mayor, that Boston individual. Folks, you got to slow your roll. Slow your roll on what's going on in your country. Put things into perspective. What matters? What must we deal with right now? You're being inundated with information like overtime. It's overtime the media's throwing stuff down on you. Take one thing at a time, bring forth justice, establish the righteousness, and then deal with the next one. And when you do it that way, you're not going to have to worry about the person committing a crime the next time because you just showed them that you're not going to tolerate it. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977, or check us out
online. The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I just wanted to call to say that I really enjoy your program. I think this is a big part of the message you're trying to get out. Can't be said enough how important it is to be proactive in these times.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Again, folks, quick heads up. Want to be a part of the show? 1-877-807-9977. Go ahead and weigh in as to the topics that we're talking about today. Sticking to the plan, staying on course, hitting the issues that need to be hit the most instead of backing off and tucking tail and running. Aside of that, Jake, you want to go ahead and kick off what you were going to talk about real quick?
Like you said, we're in Iowa today, and this morning we had the opportunity to be on Jan Michelson's show on WHO. He had us on for a couple segments, and he appreciates what's going on right now, and we're going to get to this in probably the latter two segments, but why in the world we're in Iowa. As you all know, folks, we're going back to Dunkerton in a victory, and some of our friends have helped us out with the Liberty Council. But Jan had us on the show to talk about a lot of topics, and especially covering that. So we want to say thank you to him and many of you that heard him and listened to him and had us or listened to us on the show. Also, Steve Dace. Bradley just got done doing an interview with Steve Dace. You'll hear that interview air tonight when he goes live. He's a nationally syndicated guy out there. And cut at the same cloth, folks. These are freedom lovers, and we just appreciate it and want to give them a shout-out as well as we continue our battle in Iowa.
Okay. Now, with that, Jake, we wanted to talk about this situation with Chick-fil-A. I know everybody's talking about it right now, but as you were talking about right previous segment, that the mayor is now tucking tail and running from his first assault on the American people, and in this particular situation, namely Chick-fil-A.
That's right.
Or Chick-fil-A. Whatever you, I'm going to call it Chick-fil-A. Okay, that's where I'm going to go. As a matter of fact, when we got into Iowa, the first thing I was looking for was a Chick-fil-A because I want to eat. Like yesterday, what I forgot to tell everybody on the radio was the fact that Billy Graham got out there and said, listen, I stand with Chick-fil-A. Folks, that is huge when Billy does stuff like that, because what happens is the church world will follow that man to death if need be. They literally would. I mean, the man fills arenas. He's all over the when he's on television, he's in the millions and perhaps the billions that watch him across the world. So he got behind Chick-fil-A yesterday, and it seems that after he did that, I think a whole lot of people in this country are looking for Chick-fil-A to begin to eat chicken, even when they weren't thinking about chicken.
It brought a lot of energy to the cause, and frankly, this is working.
And a lot of fear
Chick-fil-A
to the chickens that are going to be eaten now.
True.
Now there's going to be a
true
chicken in demand.
That's right.
Yes.
And this is so Mayor Tom Menino, who decided to put his
brother
site,
Menino.
This is the mayor of Boston.
Yep.
Now has realized he has woken people, and folks, we've talked about it before, just like this administration or any other enemies to your liberties and rights. The more they speak, the more they embolden the populace. who may be sitting down right now who hasn't realized that these emboldened people are serious about what they're saying, but now they're finding out that the people of America, what they're really made out of.
That's right, yeah. That we're not going to tolerate
right.
what he thinks he's going to do. He forgot that he works for us, deriving the just powers from the consent of the governed. Well, he just took notice of the fact that the American people stood up and said, no, you don't, dude. I think what he did is just ousted himself for the next re-election.
Yeah.
But let's see what happens there. Aside of that, radical imam, okay, but not Chick-fil-A. Now, this is what's important here is Mayor Tom Menino granting permits to a group that has counted among its leaders a man who has repeatedly called homosexuality a crime must be punished by death. And the point is this mayor, Mr. Menino, actually helped out the Muslims that were calling out for the execution of the homosexuals so much so that he lowered the price on some estate to build them a mosque.
Yeah.
And these are the people calling for the execution of the homosexuals. Now, what's interesting about this, again, the foolish radical homosexual communities rise up looking for the opportunity, like a Chick-fil-A or a Bradley Dean, to attack him and not realizing that this man is not moving and neither am I moving. Because, folks, if these people would just simply take a step back and realize we're trying to tell them that, listen, you're being set up for an execution, and listen to what the imam himself said. He said a homosexual should be given the same punishment as any sexual pervert. Some say we should throw them from a high place, said this imam, like God did with the people of Sodom. I don't know what he's talking about there. Some say we should burn them. Now, this is the imam that the homosexuals are standing side by side with, acting like they're buddy buddies, and so is this mayor Tom Menino. And what's crazy about this, friends, is the fact that they're befriending their executioners.
Right. Giving them real estate, inviting them into their city to have a mosque so they can teach more people about how to kill gays and what they should do with gays, homosexuals. But when a Christian comes in who preaches not condemnation, but salvation, redemption from their sin, not saying it's okay to stay gay, but Christ will set you free from your sin.
Yeah. Liars, thieves, adulteries, whatever the case may be. That's right. And that's what's absolutely appalling about this. This is actually out on the Boston Herald today, bostonherald.com. It's radical imam okay, but not Chick-fil-A. Well, the bottom line is the Christian nation stood up and said, you know what, we're okay with Chick-fil-A. Yeah. We're not cool with radical imam.
That's right.
We're so let's put it into perspective.
I'm going to go eat some chicken.
Speaking of which, just recently, actually I'd set the show up yesterday, put a little salt on your tongue concerning an organization called Southern Poverty Law Center. This is the civil rights group that labels them that protect babies in the womb as haters and those that protect the young from radical homosexuals, haters, bigots, homophobes, right? We're beginning to hear this more and more and more and more. And, folks, isn't it interesting that when we see who the attacks are coming from, you know, nobody's speaking louder than the homosexual radicals are. Folks, they're bringing to the light as to who needs to be dealt with.
That's right.
Because they're attacking everything that you are, and they're doing it in their own foolishness. They're not realizing what they're doing before they're doing it, but it shows you how willing they are to overthrow who we are as a people. So it's time that we stand up together and begin to deal with these people lawfully because they don't have a care for the law. So what do? They hide behind an organization called Southern Poverty Law Center.
Poor poverty people.
Yeah, poor guys. Now, what's interesting about Southern Poverty Law Center is that Southern Poverty Law Center's founder is lawyer Morris Dees, who in 1961 earned money by doing legal work for the Ku Klux Klan.
They must have been in poverty.
Huh. That information alone brings red flags to expose Southern Poverty Law Centers as an illegitimate and anti-American organization. And friends, let me tell you what, that's exactly what that is all about over at the Southern Poverty Law Center. It's also interesting when you begin to look into the founder of Southern Poverty Law Center. We're digging up some legal records on him right now, but it's alleged that he had did something to his family, individuals within his family sexually. We're waiting to get that news. When we get it, you guys are going to be the first ones to know it. And so we can begin to show you these people are labeling Americans and patriots and Christians in this country as haters. And folks, what we need to do is we need to show you who's doing the hating. And who's doing the hating is Southern Poverty Law Center. And what's interesting about it is when you go to Southern Poverty Law Center's Wikipedia, I mean, obviously, like, they have credibility, right? I'm being facetious, of course, no credibility whatsoever. But what's interesting is when you go to the Wikipedia for Southern Poverty Law Center and Morris Deese, do you realize that on that website, they will not post the fact that he used to support the Ku Klux Klan?
Gee, I wonder why. Do you think the two are working together?
Do you think so?
I think so. Well, this is...
It's kind of like the Democratic Party. The Ku Klux Klan is an arm of the Democratic Party.
Yep.
And did most people know that, you think?
Mm-mm.
I don't think so.
No, otherwise, they wouldn't support him. If you go back to this, this is the perfect analogy. You have a group that's supposedly anti-hate called the Southern Poverty Law Center, yet supporting and representing the most hateful group that we've known in this country called the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah.
It's telling it all right there.
Yeah.
Well, we're the anti-hate group while they are the hate group.
That's right.
Say over and over again.
Well, what's interesting about this is the reason they left representing groups like the KKK is because they ran out of money and the black population began to win its rights rightfully and lawfully because of a man named Martin Luther King Jr. Praise God, we stand right next to him. He now jumped to the other side, speaking of Morris Deese, the founder of Southern Poverty Law Center. He jumped to the other side of the fence, masquerading as a civil rights organization dedicated to fighting hate and bigotry and seeking justice for the most vulnerable members of society. Why? Because that's where the money's at right now. And it's interesting because in 1986, SPLC's entire staff quit in protest of Deese's refusal to address issues such as homelessness, voter registration, and affirmative action.
Isn't that everything about poverty?
Yeah, well, that's exactly his plea.
Isn't doing something.
Yeah, this is what I do, he's telling everybody. Mm-hmm. But wait a second, you're doing everything contrary to what you say that you're doing. Man, that word socialist comes back into mind. And so the Stalinites.
There we go.
It's really what it comes down to.
Communism.
In every sense of the word. And, folks, that's what you're seeing today. So if you're wondering why people say one thing and they do the opposite, that is communism. Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood, what, to kill your baby? Margaret Sanger, the most merciful thing you can do is kill one of your own family members? That's the founder. ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, sounds like a bunch of good guys, right? Well, they're the ones that are going after your First Amendment, Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. And if you begin to understand that they do the opposite of what they say, then that maybe means that you need to wake up and realize that you're being lied to, and you're trying to figure out why we're not going in the direction as a country as we should be, especially with all these good leaders in front of us, like the SPLC, like the ACLU, like Planned Parenthood, and all these wonderful organizations. And by the way, the master of the plan is none other than Obama himself in this administration. This man doesn't know how to tell the truth. If you want to see the definition of what a communist does, go ahead and look at Obama because he's the one doing it. He does the opposite of what he says. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our three-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all one-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99. And get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly like the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. That kind of took me off guard a little bit. No, we're good. We're totally good. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of my Facebook, Bradley Dean double E. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Again, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. You can also check us out on Facebook on Sons of Liberty. Sons of Liberty. And Jake and myself will be up on that page so you know that you got the right page. There's a lot of Sons of Liberties out there, but there's only one Sons of Liberty out there.
And this one's called The Sons of Liberty.
The
Sons of Liberty.
The quarterback. Let's go ahead and share with us as to what's going on at the Dunkerton event tomorrow.
That's right.
And what took place. Now, I did talk about the Southern Poverty Law Center for a reason, because this propagandist actually brought Morris D's up in the first, couple paragraphs. Mm-hmm. Of the report that you put on the paper, and I can almost bet you $100 you put it on the front page of the paper, because we're a big deal in Iowa. And by the way, if you're in Iowa, we would love to have you out there tomorrow at Dunkerton at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone. We're going from 2 to 4. I'll talk for 1 hour, just kind of share as to what's going on in the public arenas, namely with the younger people and the older people. And what we'll do is take questions and do answers and questions for an hour after that, questions and answers, however you'd like to submit to that.
And that will be at the public library there in Dunkerton. Small town, easy to find, 2 to 4, just like Bradley said. And we're coming back in for multiple reasons. Number one, this generation needs to see somebody that's willing to not only stand for what they believe, but then stand when they're persecuted for what they believe.
Persecuted.
As you see, anybody who the Southern Poverty Law Center is persecuting,
those are the people that are effective. Yeah,
that's
they are.
Right.
That's right. They're the effective ones.
Yeah.
It reminds me of something I just told Steve a couple hours ago, that the spirit of the world is to persecute the living Christians and to praise the dead ones. But we're alive right now, so we're partaking with the persecution. But go ahead and share with the people, Jake, as to how they put us out there in their papers as to the coming event tomorrow afternoon.
This is right on the WCF Courier, folks. Dunkerton, Iowa. Bradley Dean says his group, Junkyard Prophet, is returning to Northeast Iowa. He said the group will be at Dunkerton Public Library from 2 to 4 on Saturday. Now, the librarian, you want to talk about the librarian?
No, I mean, just the way, just read it out the way she wrote it, because you'll see the immaturity of this propagandist, and people actually, this is really hard for me to say, but I think people pay for this paper, and I'm trying to figure out if they feel that they're getting their money's worth or not.
It's for the coupons.
Or if they want their money back.
Yeah, they do it for the coupons that are in there so they can get, you know, cheaper.
Isn't it interesting also, friends, that people say, for the most part, 21% of America agrees with what the media reports, but yet when people read stories of other people that are in the media, or, you know, in the papers through the state-run media, they say they don't believe them, but yet they agree with what they said by shunning you when these kind of things happen. But let's stay course, Jake, and go ahead and shoot it off.
The event is separate from the city's Dunkerton Day celebration, also happening that day. Little background, folks, we did the high school assembly. The city council refused to let us come back into the town for the parents, but then they got a little letter from my friends at Liberty Council, and they decided to change their mind, and we're coming back tomorrow.
Rather quickly.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
And you know what? They're accommodating. I don't think everybody in the city council. I think there was a few that tried to pull their weight.
Sure.
And everybody caught wind and said, hey, wait a second. We can't do this to people.
Sure. No, what
just
they
like
said
the
is...
the mayor of Boston realizes, we can't do this to Chick-fil-A.
This is exactly what they did to Chick-fil-A. It's the exact same thing as what they did to us.
Topics
no.
Pride.
Go ahead.
Therefore, we cover them. Michelle Wheeler, Dunkerton Library Director, won't confirm it, but said they're definitely not, quote, hosting anything.
That's our introduction.
Right. The Dunkerton Library has a public program room that anyone can use, she said, and we will be the ones using it, just so you know, tomorrow, 2 to 4 in Dunkerton. Junkyard Profit is well known in the Dunkerton area. The group, this is where it gets, you can tell the author in her slant, the group, labeled a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center of Montgomery, Alabama. What does that have to do with Iowa or our group or us doing assemblies in school?
I know. It's a confirmation as to the fact that we're an effective ministry.
That's right.
And again, as you were saying earlier, that when you begin to label people that, people know the difference between what is good and what is bad. And when people realize who Southern Poverty Center is, they begin to understand, wait a second, those are the good guys and Morris D's are the bad guys.
And to prove the mental illness of this writer, Miss Amy Steffen, she called the Southern Poverty Law Center a nonprofit civil rights organization.
Yeah, buddying up with the enemy. Yeah.
They made a big impact, referring to our group again, made a big impact in the city and school district in March.
That's right. As a matter of fact, we made such an impact the second time. And the reason we made a big impact the second time is because we made such a big impact the first time. And it was received overwhelmingly the first time that we have accolades written from the superintendent and the principal on youcanruninternational.com, which is our website for high school programs and college programs, youcanruninternational.com. She forgot to tell them about that.
Yeah, don't mention that. The last time we or Jake McCauley, a spokesperson for the Junkyard Profit, confirmed that the group would be the ones using the public room. Quote, the last time we attempted to rent it out, they said we couldn't because of our group. We retained Liberty Council. Their job is to make sure nobody's religious rights are trampled. We were denied access to the library for that reason, McCauley said. But we will be there at 2 o'clock. Hey, thanks. Direct quote. The organization, fronted by Bradley Dean, and also known as You Can Run But You Cannot Fight International, is based in Annandale, Minnesota. It holds school assemblies, and Dean has a radio program.
And that, listen to her vernacular. I mean, where did she go to school, Jake?
Listen to that sincerity.
No. Rephrase it. Rephrase it again.
The organization, fronted by Bradley Dean and also known as You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International, is based in Annandale, Minnesota. It holds high school assemblies, and Dean has a radio program.
Boy, wow, that was eloquent.
Sincere.
Yeah.
When Junkyard Prophet made a visit to Dunkerton High School on March 8th, it sparked outrage.
Among who?
According to Amy Steffen, the reporter at the Waterloo Courier.
That's right. Keep going.
Many thought the group's views on gay people and abortion were out of line.
Let me say this. It was never a topic.
Right.
It was never a topic, folks, until the media got involved.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
And speaking of that, that's what we're reading, is what the media is saying. A minority said they supported Dean's views.
Isn't that funny? When we came back the second time, we had a packed church, had 14 kids outside protesting because of an angry liberal mom. And a couple of those kids were actually the ones in the schools that on video praised the assembly until the parents got involved, and they basically laid their indoctrination on their kids and said, you can't support those guys. Well, what they didn't know is we had it on film. And what they didn't know as well is the principal of that program was praising the assembly program on video. Yep. See, folks, they don't know none of this stuff.
And also, too, one of the students who was protesting actually called me up and talked to me and apologized.
That's
for
right.
What she did.
Forgot about that.
And said
yeah.
that she was pressured to do that, and she asked for forgiveness.
You know, and I'd also say this, too. The ones that were outraged were those that were in school that were being subjected to Elton John's absolute perversion. Jake, what was that quote?
Yep. Said, I crave to be loved. There's nothing wrong with going to bed with somebody of your own sex. People should be very free with sex. They should draw the line at goats.
That's right. And the students were outraged. They couldn't believe it. So what she did is she put it the other way around, that people were outraged. Well, why would, let me even ask you the question, why would the homosexuals be offended by that? They should be mad at Elton John, not anybody that exposed kids to the fact that they can have sex with anything but draw the line at goats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Folks, I ain't asking for permission. Go on, Jake.
Or Lady Gaga, who says, just like if you're black, it's the same as being gay.
Oh, tell that to the blacks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So there was outrage, but it was different people than what she's saying. But then again, she praises the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Right.
Anybody that speaks out against these two topics, this is a quote, instead of educating the kids and giving them the facts, they just want the one-sided bias, Dean said. That's not education. That's indoctrination.
It is. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Just like I said the other day, folks, what's the difference between the Muslims and the radical homosexuals? It's either convert or else.
That's right.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Dean denies the group said anything controversial to the school students. After we left Dunkerton High School, this is a quote, all of a sudden, we realized the ACLU and three homosexual groups actually put on their website, unconstitutional my message is, he said, but they've never seen the assembly. That's what's amazing about the media. They sit there and write, unquote.
She didn't finish the sentence, folks. That's how.
On the group's return visit a few days later.
Grammatical error, friends. Wow.
It tried to book the Dunkerton Library before they were told they could not. The group instead held a subsequent local event at Faith Assembly of God in Elk Run Heights, which was packed. Great response. Dean was appalled by what he said was a, quote, clear religious discrimination directed against my ministry, unquote, and invoked his freedom of speech. Wheeler, the librarian, put out a press release last week about the public meeting room in the Dunkerton City Library, saying, in part, use of the room does not in any way imply endorsement by the Dunkerton Library or the library board members.
In other words, what they're saying in Dunkerton, Iowa, my friends, is we're not willing to take a stand for
that's
our
right.
kids. That's really what they're saying in essence.
Right.
And by the way, after
the kids are hearing it.
That's right. They're paying attention to it loud and clear. And I would ask the community of those that are behind this, because it's not all in Dunkerton.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the love?
Sure.
Where is the love? I got Heather in here really quick. She's going to read off the first referral just to show you what they didn't want you to hear. This is after the first high school assembly that I did in Dunkerton, Iowa. And listen how contrary today as to what this propagandist wrote about us. And by the way, we told her all about this. We told her all about it. And this propagandist was also told that there's no credibility whatsoever with the Southern Poverty Law Center. But you know what? We'll take it. Go ahead, Heather.
All right. Again, this is the first the referral we received the first time we did the assembly program at Dunkerton High School. Dear, you can run, but you cannot hide. Thank you for giving your valuable time and sharing an important message with our students. It was an excellent assembly. Junkyard Prophet had the students' attention the minute they walked in the auditorium. I heard many positive comments about the assembly. A number of students told me this was the best assembly ever, which was followed by a big thank you for bringing You Can Run But You Cannot Hide to the school. I also appreciate the involvement of all the members of the group. The message was well received by the students. There were many positive comments about the quality of your presentation. I also received numerous emails from parents thanking me for thinking about their children by bringing in such a wonderful group. Students continued to talk about the assembly the day after we had it. They were even begging me to bring You Can Run But You Cannot Hide back next year.
Begging.
And then in all caps, I would highly recommend YCRBYCH for all schools. Their powerful message should be heard by all. Thanks for caring about the youth of this country.
Amen. Why are we under attack? Because we are effective, friends.
I can see why.
And you need to jump on board and be a part of the fam here. Son or a daughter of liberty is much needed right now, friends. If you'd like to donate to the ministry, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
The My Anti-War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com. YouCanRunInternational.com or call 1-866-233-0747.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, if you'd like to actually come out and do a program in your college or your high school or a constitutional course, you can give us a call, 1-866. We're actually booking right now for the fall time, by the way. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. And ask for Heather Friends. And like I said, we're booking right now for the fall time. If you'd love to, or if you'd like to have us out, we'd love to be a part of it.
That's right. And you can also go right to the website. You can run international. And folks, this is national. So if you're calling from California, if you're calling from Florida, if you're calling on the East Coast, we travel, and right there you'll see on the front page, landing page, right on the right, book my war for your community or event or school or college,
etc. And it's something. Remember when we did the my war previews?
Yeah.
Or actually, the premieres. I'm sorry. I remember one guy in particular said, "Man, when you guys told me about it, I didn't have any interest."
Yeah.
And he goes, "I just wish you would have told me about this earlier." Yeah. It's really that powerful, friends, and it's got so much food for thought and things that you don't, the things that you just don't think about every day. But it doesn't show you just the problem, it also gives you the answer. And that's what we're missing through today's mainstream media. And by the way, not just mainstream media, but also the internet media, you know, on whatever the case is, folks, we got to give people the answers, and the answers are within our hands.
That's right.
And Jesus Christ, let me tell you, is the way, the truth, and the life. I said to you last week that truth. True.
Well, you were talking about, what I recall is when you were about the lie, how do you make the lie seem like the truth, or how do you make the lie sound good or appealing?
Hope without the truth spoils the soul, is what I said. So hope without the truth poisons the soul. Yeah. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father without me. Folks, even the conservatives, the patriots, they're running around telling you what the problems are, and they act like they got the answers without being plugged into the power source, and his name is Jesus Christ. It's absolutely foolishness. And if it wasn't true, then what is the result of the modern-day conservative? What is it?
Yep.
There's nothing.
Because
we're at
right now.
You cannot. You cannot do anything. Jesus said you cannot do anything without me. And the Bible also says we know where our fruit came from. It comes from him and only him. And he is our power source. How would you like to walk in a room and there's no light? Mm-hmm. What's the first thing you do is you turn the lights on. You got to plug into the right source of power so you can have light. And Jesus is the light of men.
I think what's even more frustrating is if you walk into a room, it's a dark room, and you put your hand along the wall, you find the light switch, you flick it up, and the lights don't come on. I mean, because it's leading you to think, well, this is what's supposed to happen. And, folks, that's exactly what happens when we don't bring forth victory. If you're on God's side, victories need to be following. That's a sure bet to know.
Right.
And also, too, just so you can get a preview of this, on our site, sonsoflibertyradio.com, in the right-hand corner, you can see My War, the five-part documentary series. That is, you'll get five DVDs full of tasting victory all throughout this country. In schools, in colleges, and in arena events.
And it shows us getting kicked out of schools.
That's
it
right.
Shows us how the kids respond to
That's
it.
Right.
And one
it's
particular school in Arkansas, we got kicked out of the school. He just stopped the assemblies. What he did, he lied to the kids, and you'll see that all on video. And what they did is they went outside and they talked to me. I said, if you stop this assembly, I can promise you it's going to backfire. Folks, that entire school body went outside by the bus, and I think we had every school on campus helping us out, asking us to stay and do another assembly downtown. Well, we did that. The mayor, who was a homosexual, called the cops, and it was like Dukes of Hazzard all over again. Remember that show from when you were a little kid?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was like. But you'll see all of this, and it's not just that. You'll see a couple principals shut the assemblies down, and it didn't happen until they started to promulgate the message of indoctrination and socialism into our kids, abortion, homosexuality.
Separation of church and
completely.
State.
Completely. And the kids know they're absolutely being lied to. But aside of that, if you'd like to check it out.
Yeah, it's right on the home site, sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's the My War series on the right-hand side of our screen. And folks, also, throughout that whole thing, you're going to see feedback from students all over the country of how this was light switching
going on. And national leaders that are in the fight with us.
That's right.
And you'll see those on outside of the box. And there's a comic book that goes with it that was done by Danny Bulinati, who did DC Comics and Marvel. So nothing second rate. It's great stuff. It's got a story behind it, and there's power in the testimony because that's what the life is in Christ. Let's get back to this referral. Now, did you hear that referral being brought forth through this propagandist, or did you hear her do just the opposite?
Yeah.
And did they really care about the young people of our country?
It doesn't seem like they do because you can tell by their efforts. Of course, they always pay it lip service. Anytime they want to jam some type of agenda down the American people's throat, it's always because, oh, it's about the children.
Yeah.
So that's why we need to give the children condoms and birth control and give them abortions,
right.
Even though they'll die of abortions and they may get breast cancer. It's never about that.
Like the young lady that just died at
the plant. In Chicago, right? In Obama's backyard. And who's the biggest advocate for it?
That's right.
Abortion. This president is not only a food stamp president, he's the abortion president.
Yeah.
And folks,
nobody's attacking the black community and the Hispanic community more than this administration, by the way.
He's on a rampage.
Yeah.
We've got to get out of the fairy tale land. I shouldn't say we, but people need to get out of the fairy tale land.
We're taking things for face value.
That's right.
Yeah.
These people mean business. The only way to confront this is with force, and that's the purpose of the law.
Fire.
And the law is on your side.
That's what we have going for us,
that's
the law is on our side, and God is on our side first and foremost, and then we have the law on our side.
And God created the law.
And by the way, your enemies know that, but you need to mean that and enforce that against their crimes. So anyways, case in point, if you guys would like to have us a part of what you're doing, where you're at, give us a call, 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to donate to the ministry, we need the help all the time. We want to make more of an impact in the things that we do. If you'd like to see anything we got, we invite you to come down to the office in Annandale, Minnesota, anytime you'd like. We'll let you glean the records, our financials, everything that we got, everything that we're about, everything that we have done. And you can see it for yourselves, but we want you to be a part of who we are and what we are doing so this next generation can bless us rather than curse us when our time comes to depart from duty.
You got it.
And that's really what it comes down to.
And I think what's too good is it just, like you said, if you're a leader, a civic leader, if you're a religious leader, any type of leader in your community, or you're a teacher, when we come in, we're coming in to support you. And that's been the feedback from the people that have us in. When we did the premieres, when we just did a college recently, you're already leaders. You need people to come in and reinforce your message that you're there. and that you're giving every single day, day after day.
They need to see it.
Exactly.
They need to see your love, 1 John 3:18. They don't need any more lip service.
And when you do that, bring this group in. Bring Bradley in to speak. It will reinforce that to the people that you're already working with.
What are you like? Are you like a cut-off arm or a cut-off leg?
I just make sure that we get there and we have enough money to put in the gas tank and all the dates are straight.
Are you trying to tell me people really don't like listening to you?
Well, maybe. I know you do. That's why I'm on the show, right?
And by the way, sorry for those that have called in. We're actually in Iowa, and we have no way of monitoring who's calling in right now. So sorry about that. We'll pick you up again
on
Saturday. Yeah, we'll pick you up there. Sorry about that. Really quick, I want to give you guys an analogy because there's a guy named Max Jukes who is an atheist who lived a godless life. He married an ungodly girl, and from their union, there was 310 paupers, 150 criminals, 7 murderers, 100 drunkards, and more than half of the women of Max Jukes' posterity were prostitutes. His 540 descendants cost the state $1.25 million. And by the way, folks, keep in mind that this was a lot of money in the 1700s. But praise God, it works both ways. There's a recall of a great American man of God. His name was Jonathan Edwards. He lived at the same time that Max Jukes lived, but he married a godly girl. And an investigation was made on 1,394 known descendants of Jonathan Edwards, of which 13 became college presidents, 65 college professors, 3 United States senators, 30 judges, 100 lawyers, 60 physicians, 75 Army and Navy officers, 100 preachers and missionaries, 60 authors of prominence, 1 vice president of the United States, 80 became public officials in various capacities, and 295 college graduates, among whom were governors of states and ministers to foreign countries, and his descendants did not cost the state 1 single penny. And why is that? Because God already told us ahead of time. Proverbs 10:7. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot.
And it is rotting. And here's the fruit of it, folks. And when the just stand up, just stand up.
That's it.
That's all you have to do.
Stand up and be counted.
Resist. Yeah. And resist. And resist until there's no one left to resist, because eventually they do stop.
I do got to have a little fun with you right now. When I walked into your hotel room this morning, Jake, it smelled like garlic. How do I resist that?
Because I'm fighting off vampires, man.
That was bad. That was so bad, I walked into it. It was like a cloud of garlic, and it was almost like I just about gagged right on the floor there. Yeah, really gross. It was totally gross.
Garlic is so good, though. So good. It's very healthy for you.
I didn't say it wasn't good, but, dude, what are you, like, eating bulbs of this stuff or what?
I hang it around my neck.
Apples or something? What, is your wife a vampire?
Yeah, so I got to keep her away, you know?
I thought she was an aborigine. Now she's a vampire.
She's a lot of things. We're very versatile in our family.
I see that.
Mm-hmm. And versatility.
By the way, again, no offense. Here's the bottom line. I was offended. So I'm not going to sit here and say, no offense to you. I was the one offended because it's like, dude, stick something in that hole of yours. I don't know, wash it out with some Scope, a couple of bottles or something, or Listerine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe I made it smell like garlic because I was hoping you wouldn't come into the room.
Well, I was thinking maybe you were out in Boston somewhere eating pizza with that mayor or something.
Tearing down that mosque.
Tearing him down.
Tearing down.
Yeah, making sure he doesn't do it again.
That's right.
Bad, bad mayor. Bad, bad mayor.
Bad, bad.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Dunkerton, Iowa, tomorrow at the library, 2 to 3 Central Standard Time Zone, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.